Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR 96.3, 96.3 HD2 and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight Segment. A major conference is taking place this week as Howard University and PNC Bank are teaming up once again to provide strategies and resources on building wealth and pursuing entrepreneurship in the African-American community. It's an important conversation, and joining us tonight to help further it is Erin McKinney. She's the National Executive Director of the Howard University and PNC National Center for Entrepreneurship, and Sally McCready, Chairperson and President of the PNC Foundation. Erin and Sally, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. We're excited.
Thank you. Erin, I will begin with you. Tell us about the, got a little bit of the purpose of what's happening this week, but expound on that a bit, why it's important, what's going on.
Well, so what's coming up this week is our second annual Black Commerce Conference. This is part of a much larger initiative that's happening, which is the Howard University and PNC National Center for Entrepreneurship. This comes out of a $16.8 million five-year grant and commitment from PNC Bank's foundation to support the economic empowerment of the Black community and also those who are low-income individuals who are who PNC is interested in trying to support. And I'll let Sally speak about that in just a minute. But in the meantime, this initiative itself of the center is a national center to create a innovative entrepreneurial network across all historically Black colleges and universities, all HBCUs. So we do this through a hub and spoke model, which the national center is at Howard University. And then we have four regional centers, one at Howard, one at Morgan State University in Baltimore, one at Clark Atlanta University, and then one at Texas Southern University in Houston. And each of those works within a 4 to 6 state HBCU footprint, if you will, to build out the entrepreneurial ecosystem in those communities and help bring up the data that informs best practices and efforts around Black entrepreneurship broadly. So just quickly, again, this is not about just HBCUs. This is about Black entrepreneurs everywhere, but using the thought leadership of our HBCUs and the trust of those institutions and their surrounding communities to inform this work overall. And we culminate each annual activity, academic year of activities at our Black Commerce Conference. So this is our second annual event.
And Sally, what has PNC learned from this after 1 year, going into a second year, and your involvement in this initiative?
So we've learned so much through this initiative and so much through working with Erin and her team, as well as all of the regional centers that she just had mentioned at Morgan State, Clark Atlanta, and Texas Southern University. I think that one of the key learnings that I really took away from the early work, and you know, as Erin and I always try to remind people, this work is very much, and the center is very much in its infancy, where we really just did all of the launches for the centers and the regional centers last April and May. So we're just getting started. But one of the key takeaways that I had just from those launch events, while this center is housed in the School of Business at Howard and also at the regional centers across the country, what we've learned from the launch events is that student entrepreneurs are everywhere across the HBCU campuses. So one of the really fun things that Howard did as part of their launch, as well as many of the regional centers, was to offer a pop-up space for entrepreneurs on campus. And it was absolutely inspiring to see the student entrepreneurs. And they were so excited by this opportunity, but they came from every school across the university. So we really learned a lot about the importance of creating an ecosystem for entrepreneurship broadly across the HBCU campuses, and not really broadened our thinking that it's not all housed at the School of Business. So it was an important first lesson to think about how we really needed to make sure this work spanned across the entire campus, but also throughout our communities as well.
And Erin, you know, it is tough to start a business, right? And if you're an entrepreneur or would-be entrepreneur, it is a scary proposition, you know, whether it's got your name on it, whether it's, you know, you're borrowing money from family members to get the businesses started. And with the numbers out there for Black-owned businesses, you know, African-Americans make up 13% of the population, but I think only about, and you correct me, 1% of the employer-based businesses. Some of the numbers are kind of tricky, but they're still not where they want to be. So correct me on some of those numbers if I'm off a little bit, because it can kind of be a little tricky. But just in terms of trying to start a business and you're African-American, sort of the roadblocks that you're trying to obviously help get out of the way.
Yeah, I think the data point that's used quite a bit around 1% is how many of those businesses actually receive venture capital funding or support. So out of the billions and billions of dollars that are in venture capital, less than 1% goes to Black-owned businesses. And, you know, out of that, it's like 0.0002% goes to Black women-owned businesses. But when, so there is, when you're under-resourced, right, that's what we've seen is, and we don't have what we call our friends and family round of capital that we can access, you know, how do you find funding for your business? How do you find resources? And that's what the center is really about. As Sally mentioned, we're only just completing year two of this work, which is laying down the groundwork for the infrastructure. And then we have three more years left in this grant. And by the end of this, the goal is that we'll have collected data to help inform a online resource hub that will help you as a business, no matter how old you are, what industry you're in, what stage of business, and no matter where you live in the country, to identify the resources that are most appropriate for you and your business. And so that's kind of the ultimate goal of this, right? And then the other piece about it is that for this conference that we have, this annual event, last year was our, as Sally alluded to, we had this, we did a tour at each of our four centers to launch. So we did this HBCU tour, and we culminated that work last year with our inaugural Black Commerce Conference. And we were doing a pilot conference. We anticipated about 200 people coming and oversubscribed to almost 500 people. And that's when we knew, okay, this is really a thing. People want this information and need to know more about it. And the difference between other existing conferences like this is that, to Sally's point, you know, this is interdisciplinary, right? So this is for no matter where you are on a college campus or where you are in the community. We are bringing at this conference together people who are practitioners, the entrepreneurs, together with researchers as well to study this work. And that this is a multi-generational conference. So this isn't, this center and this conference is not just about HBCU students, faculty and staff and alumni. It is those populations as well as Black entrepreneurs everywhere to come together and participate and have discussions around the issues that are related to Black entrepreneurs. And I'll also say this, that what we've learned and what we hope through, especially the conference itself, is that not everybody's meant to be an entrepreneur, because no. to your point, it is very tough, right? Mm-hmm. But what we're teaching people through representation and through the education of this conference and the center overall is that you can also be an entrepreneur. So the organizations that you're in, how can you support Black entrepreneurship? How can you help make sure that the organization or company you're in is increasing the number of Black-owned businesses that you're using as your vendors, or even as an individual, what are you doing that can, or what buying decisions are you making and changing to flow those dollars directly into the Black community?
And so I want to be clear too, to make sure, because sometimes with the numbers, Aaron, you know, they can get kind of convoluted and folks can get confused. Some of these numbers, like from Lindio, was showing that Black-owned businesses, as of, I think, 2021, about 11, a little over 11% in the U.S. And in employer firms, they were about 2.7%. But Sally, what has PNC, in terms of everything Aaron was saying and some of these numbers that we've talked about, even though Black owned businesses have actually increased a bit from 2017 to 2021, how do you get that number to continue to grow? Because I think one of the big issues, and I think Aaron talked about this, is access to capital, right? Being able to get a loan. Many African-American families can't lean back on family members who have sort of a fund of money sitting there waiting to help them, or a trust fund. So access to capital is crucial. How can PNC play a role in that and other lenders in helping African-American businesses and entrepreneurs get started?
Sure. So I think one of the things that we're hoping, and the reason we came together with Howard to create the center and provide the funding for the center and to work with Howard over the next several years, is really understanding those barriers that exist and thinking about, through the resources of the center, the educational materials, conferences like this, helping create an ecosystem where Black businesses can thrive. Those are the types of things that are hopefully going to seed thriving small businesses that can create the intergenerational wealth that are so important to really help the community thrive. And I think when you look at this conference and all of the resources that are coming together through the center, again, very thoughtfully designed to help support Black-owned businesses to be able to have the knowledge of and the background and the skills to work with lenders, to work with others, to access the capital, to be in a position, a strong position, to grow and have their businesses thrive.
I think, and again, sometimes numbers can be tricky, but I think they actually help and help to give us sort of a really a good view of where things are. Some of the stats: 84% of businesses with at least one employee started by a person of color relied on personal savings, friends or family to fund that business. 28% with at least one employee started by a person of color have obtained a business loan versus 48% of white-owned startups. And 47% of Black business owners who apply for a loan are denied. That's really an astounding number. To me, it would seem that 47%. So I want to dig into those numbers a little bit more when we go to the other side. But before we take a break, Aaron, I want folks to be clear on, if they want to attend this conference, how they do it, how can they get access to it, does it cost, and if you can also talk about the dates and where it's happening once again.
Absolutely. So the conference can be accessed via our website at black-commerce.com. We have a variety of different registration levels, whether you're a student, faculty member, or staff member of a university, or if you're a member of the public or a corporation that wants to participate. There are costs associated, but there are also some scholarships, maybe some scholarships still available at this point since the conference is this week, but there still are some tickets available. And then this is happening right here in the DMV at Gaylord National Harbor, and that will be happening starting Juneteenth. So on June 19th, this Wednesday, through June 22nd, Saturday. So we'll have a kickoff on Wednesday with a our Black Commerce concert. That'll be Wednesday evening. And then panels, workshops, and discussions will happen on Thursday and Friday. And then we'll close out that with our Black Commerce Gala, Awards Gala. That will happen on Friday, June 21st. And then we'll have a kind of goodbye celebration and event with the Black Tech Saturdays and Black Innovation Alliance with an event on Saturday.
All right, folks, she gave you a lot. So go to the website very quickly. Erin, where's the website they can go to?
It is black-commerce.com, or they can also find us on Instagram or other socials at HUPNC_center.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but remember, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insights segment via podcast on WHUR.com. Or you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. This conversation continues online and on SiriusXM channel 141, 96.3 HD2. The original Quiet Storm is next on 96.3 WHUR.